You and I get tempted. Happens to everyone. It doesn't matter how righteous you are. It even happened to God's own son. Well, the devil just come to drag us down, and there's nothing that he won't try. We need to call on the Lord in the time of temptation, cause the devil is a father of lies, and that's why. And the Savior don't give temptation a look. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin.
Well, Satan was once called Lucifer, and that name means bringer of light. But he led a rebellion against his God, and he was banished from God's sight. So if you wonder why we serve the Lord, and it seems like you're under attack, it's because you're still at war with God's church, and he wants to knock you flat, and everybody knows that.
Say you don't live temptation alone. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin. The book says the wages of sin is death, and that's a really heavy cost. But the good news is that the battle is over, and the devil's already lost. You see, Jesus defeated sin and death as he rise and rose again. So let's claim the victory through Christ our Savior, and put our trust in him, and we'll win. Cause they say you don't give temptation a look. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin. Cause they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Long Ranger, and you don't mess around with sin.
It's a fun song. That actually is from Righteous Pop Music. You can actually, I think it's righteouspopmusic.org, I think, or .com, one of those. You can actually buy that stuff. Do you carry that at the bookstore, Debbie? Righteous Pop Music? Do you do music? Do you have music at the bookstore? CDs? Yeah, Righteous Pop Music is, of course, it's been a few years back, so.
You might not have that.
I don't know where that one is anymore. Where'd my other pick go? Who else is rolling in here with us since Garius? Todd Truman. Can you believe that? Thank you. That was well played. Ah. Sue Bugs is watching. Sue Bugs? Sue Bugs is watching. And Dave's on your day. Okay, so I've got Debbie and Linda Koenig here, and they're screaming to you. Hi. Todd saying very nice. Very nice. That's nice. We'd love to have you here, Todd. Sorry you can't make it. Todd's not even enjoying the watching his son deal with all the candies and all that stuff too. He's probably just getting back from work. I hope. We hope that's what he's doing. We're gonna find out. Okay, let's see if I actually have my capo on, right? In practice, I was having a heck of a time. It was like my brain was not connecting with what we needed to do, so. It's not about me. It's all about you. It's not about my pride. It's all about your truth. So right here from the start, I opened up my heart and said, Lord, here's every part. Cause it's all about you, yeah.
It's not about me. It's all about you. It's not about my pride. It's all about your truth. So right here from the start, I open up my heart and say, Lord, here's every part. Cause it's all about you, yeah.
Jesus, Jesus. about me. It's all about you. It's not about my pride. It's all about your truth. So right here from the start, open up my heart. Say, Lord, here's every part. It's all about you, yeah.
Takes one. Okay, who else is rolling in here with us? Well, a couple people. Hold on. Awesome. I see Nicole has joined us, and Chris is hanging out with us. Karen Riley says, "Hi, hello, Joseph." And Karen, who else? I see Terry on here. Danny is watching with us. Janice is watching with us. Rich Basor joined. Hi. Janice, this sounds great. Thank you. Appreciate it. You're very kind, because that one G string was not where it belonged, and it was not quite doing what it needed to do. But anyway, maybe you didn't notice, but God is good. So, as you know, we for those of you who haven't joined us in a while, remember we take prayer requests, so we're writing all these down. Nicole, I've already got you written down on here, but if you want to add something else, that's all well and good. So our call to worship this week is going to be, Lord, listen to your children praying. You guys remember that one?
Yeah.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Something's gonna happen like the world has never known when the people of the Lord get down to pray. The door's gonna swing open and the walls come a-tumbling down when the people of the Lord get down to pray. Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children pray. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Something's gonna happen like the world has never known when the people of the Lord get down to pray. A door's gonna swing open and the walls come a-tumbling down when the people of the Lord get down to pray. Lord, listen to your children pray. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children pray. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
Yeah, we did it differently tonight. Yeah, because you remember, for that's actually part of the call to worship. So the pastor will sneak a prayer in there. And so, yeah, slide's correct. Slide's correct for Sunday. Not correct for tonight, but it's correct for Sunday. But thank you for asking. Debbie is doing her diligence here for us, checking through. And who else is rolled in here with us? I see Janice. Thank you. Appreciate it. Mary Sheldon has joined. And Mary, if you've scrolled back, maybe you can't see it because she might have joined later, but... Tyler is not here. Tyler is watching via Facebook. And Tyler, Mary, if you're not watching him on Facebook, you should. You got to see what, you got to see who he dressed up as today. So, okay, so he dresses up at me at work, right? So for those of you who aren't familiar, so I'm president at Mobilecom, right? And of all, we have multiple companies. There are some total. We have about 90-some people in the employed there. And so Tyler decides that he's going to dress up as me for our Halloween. Our Halloween costume contest. We always have it. We always have the chili cook-off, the chili competition that we bring in judges. That's a lot of fun. Unbeknownst to me, Tyler decides he's going to dress up like me. So which is all well and good. It was a lot of fun. But he got first place, which is $100. All right, $100. So I told him I want my cut. he had the authentic. Oh, he had that like a silver. Did you see it on Facebook? He did like a silver spray is what it looked like. I looked at that and thought, man, I hate to get that. Actually, I looked at it and I said, man, is my hair really that silver? not yet, but by the grace of God, I think my hair is going to hang in here with me. On my mom's side, my grandfather died with a full head of silver hair. Now, on the other side, on my dad's side, it was a different story. It had the typical, you know, typical monk-looking thing, right, where it's bald right up through here. But anyway. And then we have. What? Oh, yeah, what a coincidence. Was that okay saying monk? That was okay, right? Because remember, monks purposely shave their heads like that. Yeah, you should be flattered. Somebody should be flattered. Monk E, ba-dum-ba. Thank you. Ba-dum-ba. Okay. And it looks like Kyle has joined us with us too, and Rick Swain has joined. Awesome. And we decided on two for this, didn't we, Rita? Because you and I are.
Yes.
Oh, would you kind enough to say, I need to give you the tempo. Sometimes I really need this, and he's awesome at doing this.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, what fears are still when striving cease. My comforter, my heart in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
In Christ Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live.
The ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, and bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand.
Faster than I normally like to do that song, but that's the tempo that I gave him, so I'm stuck with it. What's that? I click it, you stick it. Is that what you said? Oh, I love it. Who else has rolled in here with us? I'm seeing Linda. Lindy Stepp has joined us. Welcome. So we got all kinds of folks who care. Okay, we decided for three on this, and this actually gets the official finger stretching. Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, those on Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me.
In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring the scenes before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadows o'er me. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Near the cross, I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river.
In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Thank you, Rita. They're pretty.
You're welcome.
And that's actually going to be sung as a hymn, so it won't be sung quite like that, because we have piano and everything else. You guys have sung the hymn before. But, yeah, it was an opportunity for us to play this like that. That was cool. Actually, this
pretty,
is
pretty. I kind of like it.
I kind of like it, too.
Yeah, it's kind of
cool. I like it even prettier if I get... Get somebody else playing the guitar. but it was fun nonetheless. Karen Riley, thank you. Love it. Great job. I appreciate it. It's fun. Fun with a skeleton crew. How appropriate for Halloween, right? A skeleton crew. Thank you. Okay. This song we're going to be doing is our special. It's a song called The Maker. And this is written by, it's actually performed by Dave Matthews. I can't remember who the official, somebody Lenoir. How's that sound? This is all actually Dave Matthews is from Canada. And one of the things you're going to hear as you, or read as you go through this, this song's really deep. And as you see by the first one on here, O Deep Water. And as this rolls through, you're going to see where he's saying, I'm a stranger in the eyes of the Maker, referring to our mighty God. And as the verse goes through, you're going to actually see I'm not a stranger in the hands of the Maker. So you see a progression, right, as he's coming to accept. And then it actually, it's toward the end here, it finishes up with, it says, Brother John, have you seen the homeless daughters standing there with broken wings? What do you think the homeless daughters might refer to? Homeless daughters with broken wings. It's actually not as out there as you might think. The homeless daughters essentially are the women on the street with the broken wings, essentially prostitution, all right? And just doing acts that they wouldn't do other. Broken. They're broken with it. And it's pretty powerful. Deep water, black and cold like the night, I stand with arms wide open, I run the twisted line, I'm a stranger in the eyes of the Maker. I could not see for the fog in my eyes, I could not feel for the fear in my life. From across the great divide, in the distance I saw a light, Jean-Baptiste walking to me with the Maker. My body is bent and broken. by long and dangerous sleep. I can't work the fields of Abraham and turn my head away. I'm not a stranger in the hands of the Maker. Brother John, have you seen the homeless daughters standing there with broken wings? I've seen the flame and swords there over east of Eden, burning the eyes of the Maker, burning in the eyes of the Maker, burning in the eyes of the Maker. Song. I like that song. It's very pretty. Very pretty. Bruce, I'm going to have you, you and I are going to do this on Sunday. You and I are going to do this. I'm making a command decision right now. You and I are going to do this on Sunday. Let them other boys just sit back and just watch how it's really done, huh? It's all good. It's all. I feel a little something coming on. That was fun. It was a lot of fun. Who else has rolled in here with us? I see. Ah, Chip. Chip is watching. Got it. Karen Riley. Thank you. Love it. Chip is watching. Watching and waving, probably, right? So this will be our closing song. Oh, I got to get Bruce because I got to move over to a different instrument, doesn't he? So they had the trunk, what was it called? Trunk or treat?
Trunk and treat.
Trunk or and treat.
Trunk oh, what,
is
treat.
It trunk? No, wait a minute. This is important. Is it trunk or treat or trunk and treat? Because trunk or treat would imply that somebody could somebody could get stuffed into the trunk. That's a da-dum bum. Thank you. Or they could go home empty-handed, right?
I just gave candy to everybody.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms may all pass away, but there's something about that name. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. We know the rest of this. Sweet Holy Spirit,
sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place.
Hey, we stayed in tune, too. Stayed on. Well, you know, if Linda wasn't here tonight, but she is. But if you weren't, we were thinking, I'm not sure if we're going to do this song or not. But you're here. Therefore, so let's see. What day are you flying? It's Costa Rica, right? Costa Rica. So you were headed to Costa Rica on what day? This coming Tuesday. Okay, so Linda had requested that we do this as a post-service song then for her. And this is actually probably the first time I've played guitar on this one. I've always played bass on this. Brandon does meet her every time with that. But we'll just see what happens here with this. How's that sound? Standing in the place where doubt and faith collide, staring in the face of fear that has to die. When you call my name, there's only one reply. Now I won't wait, I'll give you my whole life. I will go till the lost are found. 'Cause I've been losing sleep over the least of these, and I find your riches among poverty. I will go where you send me, to the ends of the earth, just say the word. The lame will walk, the bound are free. In your name the darkness hides, the mountains move, the dead will rise in your name. It's fun. I'm glad you asked for that. That's actually, I think every time we do that is when she's requested. It's usually when she's requested it, but that's fine. It's all good. All good indeed. Okay, remember, folks, joining up, we're taking prayer requests too. Chip says, greetings from South Carolina. Tomorrow is All Saints Day. We pray for all those departed and have gone to be with the Lord. Yes and amen, Brother Chip. Thank you. Karen Rowley says, beautiful. Thank you. Appreciate it. Terry says, cutting in and out. Well, that might be the internet, Terry. Bummer. Every so often, she says. Yeah, it's the world of the internet. Because I can probably, I think it's pretty safe to say that I wasn't cutting in and out, was I? Did you hear me cutting out? Yeah, no, but appreciate it. Appreciate it, Terry. It's good feedback to know when Facebook is not getting the job done. Switch over a microphone here. Remember, like I said, prayer requests. We've got a couple here already. Well, costume changes are always a good time. Not. But Bruce got pretty good at it. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Rita. Appreciate all the help. Appreciate you being here. Okay, can you hear me now? Sounds like you can. This. Look at that. Okay. So I got everything this time. So sometimes God lays it on my heart for certain messages, certain things that are just needed, and other times, kind of not. Today's a kind of not. So we're going to see what God brings up here. Give me a moment to bring this up on my phone, because that's the best way for me to watch stuff as it scrolls on by. Nice indeed. Oh, so it's been a rainy week, but we've needed it, of course. We've certainly needed it. I actually haven't cut my grass in about a month, actually, if you can believe that, because it died. So much of it had just died. There wasn't much to do. But now the leaves are down, and some of the grass that was there is coming up. It's about time. Your neighbor does? Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. So if I heard you correctly, you said your neighbor has no grass? Oh, no, trees. He has no trees. But yet he kindly waits until your trees drop all their leaves. Does he cut your grass and the leaves? Oh, he comes over and cuts your grass and the leaves. Well, that's fantastic. It's a great neighbor. It's good to have a good neighbor. Won't you be my neighbor? Good show. Okay, boom. Ho, open up right to Jeremiah 1. Holy smokes, where's God going to go with this one? Well, Jeremiah, good neighbor Jeremiah. Actually, I'm inclined to read the introduction of all things. That's what it opened up to, so let's see what's happening in Jeremiah. That might be all we need to hear is the introduction. Jeremiah, like Isaiah, was a young man called by God to warn Judah about its wickedness. That's interesting. He spent the first 20 years of his ministry under Josiah, a good king who tried to bring the people of Judah back to God. After this, Jeremiah was often in danger from political and religious leaders who were angry because of his messages. Okay? Yep. Gee, that never happens, does it? No, not at all. That never happens. Through all this, God had protected Jeremiah so he could continue to warn the wicked and comfort those who trusted in God. After Jerusalem was destroyed in 586 BC, Jeremiah chose to remain with the people and eventually went with them to Egypt. Since the messages of Jeremiah are not arranged in any chronological order, it is helpful to read the history of Judah as found in Kings and Chronicles to better understand his messages, and then it gives an outline of it. Actually, that was kind of a cool little intro. Look at that. It probably said more than whatever I'm even supposed to read here. All right, Lord, are we just staying right here? No? Okay, let's go a couple chapters in. Chapter 5 it is. Okay, Jeremiah 5. Jeremiah 5, titled, No One is Upright. Okay. See what God has a message for all of us here. Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem. Look around and consider and search through her squares. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, just one now, remember? God says, if you can find just one, he's saying this is Jeremiah, if you can find one who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. So God wasn't very happy with the conduct of those in the city where Jeremiah was here. Verse 2 of Jeremiah 5, although they say, as surely as the Lord lives, still they are swearing falsely. O Lord, do not your eyes look for truth?
You struck them, but they felt no pain. You crushed them, but they refused correction. And they made their faces harder than stone and refused to repent. And I thought, these are only the poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. So I will go to the leaders and speak to them. So Jeremiah is seeing that the average everyday people just sinning, right? They just don't know any better. So he thought, okay, I'll go to the leaders. So here we are in verse 5 of Jeremiah 5. So I will go to the leaders and speak to them. Surely they know the way of the Lord and the requirements of their God. But with one accord, they too had broken off the yoke and torn off the bonds. Therefore, a lion from the forest will attack them. A wolf from the desert will ravage them. A leopard will lie in wait near their towns to tear to pieces anyone who ventures out. For their rebellion is great and their backsliding is many. So up to this point now, Jeremiah has been sent on a mission into a town. Can't find even the leaders. You know, everybody's just a mess, right? So as we continue on in verse 7, he said, why should I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by gods that are not gods. He said, I've supplied all their needs, yet they committed adultery and thronged the houses of prostitutes. They are well-fed, lusty stallions, each neighboring for another man's wife. Should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Anything sounding familiar yet? Go through her vineyards and ravage them, but do not destroy them completely. Strip off her branches for those people who do not belong to the Lord. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have been utterly unfaithful to me, declares the Lord. Remember, at this point, we had a split kingdom. We had Judah and we had Israel. All right, so that was your split with it after David. So they have lied about the Lord. They said he will do nothing. No harm will come to us. We will never see sword or famine. So in other words, they were very arrogant. All right, they weren't thankful for what God had provided for them. They just the prophets are but wind in the world. The prophets are but wind, and the word is not in them. So let what they say be done to them. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty God says. Because the people have spoken these words, I will make my words in your mouth a fire, and those people the wood it consumes. So that's a cool line. So this is verse 14 of Jeremiah 5. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. Because the people have spoken these words, their pride, their arrogance, they're not being thankful. God says, I will make my words in your mouth, the words that Jeremiah speaks, a fire, and these people the wood it consumes. So in other words, he would just speak damnation on them. It's pretty cool. That's kind of cool. God says, hey, I'm giving you the power to do this. You remember there's scriptures in other places that I'm trying to remember if it was, I think it might be in Romans. It talks about how when we bless those who curse us, we're heaping hot coals upon their head. All right. So in other words, when we're showing love to people who are doing evil against us. And that's kind of what this is rolling through here. O house of Israel, declares the Lord, I am bringing a distant nation against you, an ancient and enduring nation, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you do not understand. Their quivers are like an open grave, and all of them are mighty warriors. They will devour your harvest and food, devour your sons and daughters, they will devour your flocks, devour your vines and figs, and with the sword they will destroy the fortified cities in which you trust. Yet even in those days, declares the Lord, I will not destroy you completely. Because remember, God had made his promise to David to keep a remnant of the line available for Jesus, right, for Jesus to be born. So that's what he's referring to. I will not destroy you completely. And when the people ask, why has the Lord our God done all this to us? You will tell them, as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your own land, so now you will serve foreigners in a land that is not your own. And more goes on, but you kind of get the point. So that was kind of interesting. All right. So, right, Lord, that was from Jeremiah. Did you want to share anything? Yeah, he did. okay, Acts. Which one in Acts here, Lord? It's funny. I'm kind of thinking it's also Acts, the tail end of Acts 5, is it? No? Stephen. Okay, Stephen. Remember Stephen, the martyr, first martyr, first Christian martyr? Okay, this is in Acts. Acts chapter 6. Says Stephen is saved. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. That's the tie-in. So remember Jeremiah was sharing the word and it was being rejected. Same thing's happening here with Stephen. He said he did great wonders. He said opposition arose, however, from members of the synagogue and the freemen, as it was called, the Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the provinces of Cilicia and Asia, and the men began to argue with Stephen, but they could not stand up against his wisdom or the spirit by whom he spoke. So here we've got Stephen as a comparison against Jeremiah, right, happening on the New Testament side. And there they secretly persuaded some men to say, we have heard Stephen speak words of blasphemy against Moses and against God. So they stirred the people and the elders and the teachers of the law, and they seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. And they produced false witnesses who testified that this fellow never stopped speaking against this holy place and against the law. And of course that wasn't true, because Stephen was Jewish. He knew that this was a fulfillment of it, but like it said, false. For we have heard him say that the Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us. And all who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently on Stephen, and they saw that his face was the face like an angel. And actually going into chapter 7 and through, they actually make testimony to him just glowing, just in a brilliance that they'd never seen before. So there was your tie-in. That's how we tied Jeremiah over into Stephen. I like when God does that. That's one of the reasons I just let it open and see what's going on. Well, this is interesting on Facebook that it's done something different here to me, which is kind of cool and kind of not. It's suddenly telling me all the people that are watching, which is much appreciated, but all my other comments scrolled back, but I found them. Okay. So prayer requests, again, for these on Facebook. There's probably about a 30-second delay on here, so if you got any prayer requests, please, we're going to get in a circle here, lift them up. I was in prayer earlier today with Avery and Nicole for some things. I'll share when we get in our circle. Just some specific things we want to be in prayer for them. They're having with their family. Chip brought up was good enough to bring up that tomorrow is what's called All Saints Day. And of course, that's kind of where your Halloween things come from, the hallowed eat. And now, it's interesting now, of course, there's some people that like to pretend that they're religious, they're way more religious than they really are. And they make their declarations, a Christian would never celebrate Halloween, right? But we've talked about this before. It's intent. It's intent. It's intent of the heart. If you're a Satan worshiper, heck yeah, you're thinking this is cool, right? But come on, we got people. I had, there's a lady named Blossom Matthews. She was a pastor at Okeanos United Methodist Church. She's and her husband also, Nick Matthews, is also a United Methodist pastor. And but anyway, they're both out in Texas now. But she posted something on Facebook, and I absolutely love what she posted. She said, when we moved into our subdivision, you know, you'll see an occasional neighbor here or there. You know, a lot of people just, you know, they get home, they pull in their garage, they kind of do their thing, and da-da-da-da. She said, but during this time, this night, they come out, you know, they sit on their lawns, they're giving candy to the children. I mean, everybody's interactive, and it's just, as a matter of fact, I think the way she worded it, she said, suddenly everyone is equal, is how she worded it. And I like that. I like the way she shared that. And she's right. She's right. We need to like every day, right? Every day. But my point on that is, okay, if everybody's equal with that, this is not, these people aren't out, they're not out worshiping Satan. They're not saying, community, kitty, kitty, you know, come on. You know, well, maybe some are, but you got to watch out for those. Anyway, God is good. God knows the heart. God looks upon the heart. So, I need to hit the right button, don't I? Let's see if I got the right button here. Here it is. Linda, how are you?
I'm fine. I cannot wait to Tuesday.
Tuesday is your big flight.
Tuesday or Monday. I had a blast today.
Good. What'd you do today?
I went to a class, and I taught little kids. Real little kids how to do art. Not my art, but...
Like what, first, second grade-ish, or what ages?
They wouldn't...
Kindergarten?
Preschool. They would be...
Preschool, real little.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
And I walked in, and this lady came to me and says, I remember you.
Nice.
I work at the Western Home. And I said, okay. In my mind, I said, where should I work? Where? And middle of doing it, I said... I remember where you was.
Aha, you remembered then. Okay, nice.
Yes. And she had a little boy who was there. And she remembered me from Wilkendale.
Beautiful.
In the office.
So you're making an impact. People remember you.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
And then my second one is my friend Sadie, her operation.
Sadie, okay, she's in Tennessee, I think. Nashville.
And she says she can't wear a kidney. How do you say that? Bathing suit?
She can't wear a bikini anymore.
More.
She can't wear. Oh, she, wait a second. How old is she?
Well, she's got tape all right. Here.
Yeah, she can't wear. Okay, so she's got. She had that. It was a stomach thing, wasn't it? Some type of a stomach surgery thing that she's been. She's doing good. She's recovering from surgery pretty well. Okay, good. She's staying with her daughter. Okay. Good.
And
we'll send her a bikini.
And I'm going to Costa Rica this year.
Costa Rica. That's right. We got Costa Rica on Tuesday.
Yes.
Now, who are you flying with? You got a group you fly with, right? Out of Cincinnati? Is everybody from Cincinnati or a couple?
No, they're
places?
All over.
They're from all over. So how many from Cincinnati are going to be with you?
Nobody. I'd be only one from Cincinnati.
She'll be meeting six people in Columbus. Okay, so you're flying from Cincinnati to Columbus?
Yes.
Or you're actually driving her to Columbus? Okay, so meeting six in Columbus, flying to Miami, then the rest of everybody comes together.
Yeah,
then you go through your cut. Well, actually, leaving is not bad, but coming back in through customs is always fun. Get your passport.
Yep.
Current.
Yes.
Not going to expire on us.
Did expire.
That's good.
I make sure that
you. That's good. That's awesome. Thank you, Linda.
Welcome.
That's always good here. Hi, Debbie.
Today was the anniversary of the store. We have been open 21 years.
21-year anniversary.
And we opened on Halloween because we wanted the correct spirit in the air.
Nice.
And it is good. God has blessed us. And one of the customers that is a missionary and goes all over Hispanic countries was in today, and she wanted to be sure that Karen was there and pray for her with the success of the store and moving and the additional space, and she gave a beautiful prayer, very beautiful prayer.
So let me ask you on the store. So obviously a lot of brick-and-mortar stores of all industries have been closing. But so as far as Christian bookstores, where's the nearest brick-and-mortar store? How far? I know you're like one of the last in this area, but I mean, how far and wide does someone have to drive? I mean, if I go to Indianapolis, will I find one, or how far?
I know that there is a Catholic store in Batavia.
Okay.
There is a very small Catholic store in Montford Heights that serves the administrations of the Catholic churches.
Oh, okay.
There may be a brick and mortar store in Dayton, and there's none in northern Kentucky.
Oh, really? Okay.
They would have to come to us. So we get them from all over Kentucky and Indiana.
Nice.
And people are looking for us on Google. So it's a blessing for us. So
fantastic.
And we get to serve churches. They have lost their place to find their resources for their churches. So area is going to grow in our store.
Yeah. So. And then the online stuff, obviously. So okay.
And that's why Lifeway is no longer in business, because everyone goes online. Yeah. But our people want a touchy-feely stuff.
It works.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Big blessings.
That's neat.
Rita, you're in good shape.
Except I want to thank someone who sent me a card this week when I was at a very low point. Thank you.
Nice. Oh. That's awesome. Receiving cards, receiving encouragement. That's beautiful. Good. Good, good, good. Bruce.
I'd like to ask for travel mercies for a good friend of ours who is heading up from Bradenton, Florida.
Coming up to see you?
Well, actually, he's coming to see his sisters in Indiana, but he will stop by us. And he's the one that played and sang at Grace Church, that got me started in it, who got...
Is that the guy we videoed here?
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, Gary.
Gary.
Yeah. And I got a feeling that before he gets out of here, we'll probably have a little jam session over at
absolutely.
The basement studios.
Nice.
So
travel mercies for Gary. Absolutely. And you're actually, well, no, you're not leaving until next week or the week after next or November 12th.
We're leaving on the 12th if it isn't snowing.
If it isn't snowing. Wait a second.
Don't, or raining or storming.
If it is snowing.
Okay. I can work with that. God. Cool. Life is good. Life is good. Let's see. Now, I don't know. Now, this is interesting. So, Facebook, so I'm watching Facebook here, right? And it's doing something new. It's telling me as people are connecting and watching, which is great. That's a great thing. But I haven't seen anybody post any other comments or anything since. So, as a matter of fact, any that were there scrolled off, but I think I caught them before they scrolled off. So, okay, Facebook, we'll figure this out one way or the other. So we'll just lift a generic prayer for those of us, those who are online, if anyone has asked for prayer and we missed it then. Yes, we had... Yeah, Doc had brain surgery. Did you read his whole post? Okay, I have to share this with you. All right, so Stephen Cundiff, we call him Doc. All right, he goes by Doc for those of you watching in the world of Facebook. Great musician. He was here once for one of Linda's fundraising things, and it was funny. He sang a song, and we asked him to do another one, and he was really kind of hesitant about. I've never done this song like this in a church before. Of course, he hadn't heard any of the stuff that we've sung either, but to that point, and he had Melody come up and harmonize with him, and it was a lot of fun. But anyway, Doc had some kind of a brain surgery. I don't remember specifically what they were going in there for, but anyway, prior to him, this is how Doc works. Great sense of humor. Prior to him going under the knife for all this, he makes arrangements with the surgeon. He speaks to the surgeon. He makes arrangements with the surgeon, and he gives the surgeon this little plastic bag of nuts and bolts. And he said, I want you to put these back in. All right? So what they ended up doing was they ended up placing it by his head when they did the x-ray thing, so it looks like it's in his head. You got to love that. So he's a funny guy. So, but God bless him for speedy recovery, because we love Doc. He's a lot of. They're all online. That's right. Let's. Right. Oh, they met. Oh, he and Gay met. They met online. Well, okay then. These are good things. Let's see if we can get a circle going here. Will the circle be unbroken, huh? Will the circle be unbroken by and by? Lord, by and by. Oh, Larry's back's going to bother him. That stinks. I love Molly. Molly's such a sweet soap. Oh, she was probably over. She was here last night? Ah, you had your costume on. Okay, well, Molly is not fond of costumes now. All right. She's a smart dog. Oh, but God is good. God is able. Well, Lord, I thank you for another Thursday night. And Lord, I thank you for your protection upon all the families, the children that are out there just having fun. Just having fun. And because, Lord, you know the heart. You know the hearts. But I thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy, your protections. Lord, we're lifting up for Gary driving up from Florida. And for all those in travel today, Lord, I thank you for your great protection. Make sure that they get there with no drama. just great peace. Great peace, love, and joy. Thank you, Lord, for Doc. People like Doc especially. They just have a great sense of humor and just know how to love. I thank you, Lord, for just great peace and blessings for him. The supernaturally fast recovery from that. as they get the, now they got the nuts and bolts put back in. And great. What a great one. Yeah, out here it screws loose. That's right. That's right. Got to tighten up the screws. But God is good. Thank you, Lord, for the people that just know when to make that gesture of love and to share, when they send in their cards and giving a smile, giving a hug. Those are beautiful God moments, Lord. I thank you for this. Thank you for all those great many things. Thank you, Lord, for 21 years for inner blessings. And thank you, Lord, just give them that much and more. That much and more, Lord. And in this world where a lot of people are just doing things online, and a lot of the relationships have been pulled out. Debbie's just had some great stories of people she's interacted with there, face-to-face, in that store. And I thank you, Lord, for more of those opportunities and for just great blessings upon that store that your glory, that you're glorified. You're glorified through it. I thank you, Daddy, for what's happening here. Linda's getting ready for Costa Rica. Okay. Costa Rica. There's probably a song I need to learn. She will go. Okay. And I will go. She will go. Okay, I'm with it. We love singing that song for you, Linda. That's a lot of fun. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon Sadie. The stomach surgery, that she just recovers quickly, and this is done. No more of this stuff. No more of this stuff. She is healed. No more, because this was like her fourth third surgery that she had. Yeah. Yeah. I thank you, Jesus, for taking care of all that stuff. So God is able. Thank you for the joy that Linda had teaching some children for art and meeting old friends.
Yes.
Meeting old friends. These are good. These are good and great things. Lord, I thank you for Brother Chip that's been watching and reminding us. Yeah, tomorrow is officially All Saints Day. So we do remember all those who have gone before us. You know, a number of them, Lord, I know we've kind of felt like it was early for them, and by the worldly standards, yeah, I can see that. But Lord, by your grace, by your inspiration, I just have a real peace, Lord, when you've told me many a time that for a believer, those who have accepted Christ and are walking things out, for a believer, they aren't called home until their mission is complete. So I thank you, Lord, that their missions have been completed, and they stand before you and hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." It's not an easy thing for the families and friends here, Lord, but I thank you for your peace upon all them, And Lord, I had the privilege and honor earlier of being in prayer and fellowship with Avery and Nicole, their family, Lord, and they've been dealing with a lot of stuff that's been coming against them. And Lord, I just thank you that you're a gracious and glorious God, and things have been revealed. Things have been revealed to them, things they need to do, things that just help get out of the way. But I thank you, Lord, as you come against all darkness that is messing with them, that is messing with anybody else that listens to this right now or will be listening to it, Lord. We come against the demons of darkness that just try to make everything they've been experiencing things where they feel like everything they do ends up just falling apart. It's like two steps forward and, you know, one step back. So, Lord, I thank you for no more steps back, just all forward. All forward as all the obstacles are crushed and they're all just flushed out of the way. Yeah, that the demons heed to the words of we spoke about tonight with Jeremiah and with Stephen and the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord in power and glory. Lord, we're lifting up this country and all the junk that's happening in this country, in this world. But Lord, we know only you can touch a person's heart. So we thank you for your peace. Your peace in so many ways. Okay, anything else? Okay, let's say, Jim.
Tim.
Oh, Tim. Tim. That's right. Lord bless Tim. He initially had the hernia surgery, and he's since had some other things that are, the teeth, right? And, liver. Yeah. So, Lord, I thank you for your touch, your healing touch upon Tim, and the others here at the church. Of course, that we've got a list we can go through. But Lord, you know the list. So I thank you. No, actually, Brother Tom sent me a message. He is in. Thank you, St. Thomas. That's where it was. I was going to say Virgin Islands. Is that St. Thomas? Is Virgin Island St. Thomas? I know you're. I don't care. Anyway, he's not here. But he's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. Tom's good. Tom's good. You don't get around enough. Just join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. You come over here, young lady. You get to say hello to everybody.
What people say.
What the people say is amen. Amen. That's right. So great you can hang out here with us. We will be here next Thursday. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Make it an awesome and amazing week. We love you.
I won't be here next week.
You won't.